You're listening to Mind Games, presented by E3Wealth.com.
And we are back for our final segment, sitting here with co-host, special guest co-host today, Mary Kausch. Mary, this was very interesting information that we heard today. And actually, while the interview was going on, I was sitting and thinking about some of my work in addition to working as a mental health counselor, doing some consulting also with other organizations and leaders and athletes as well, too. But personally, I don't know that I find a lot of leaders that are that willing to go outside of the box, that are willing to think about how they think and understand the stamp they put on their organization and the importance, the effectiveness of, from time to time, having somebody come in and take a look at what's going on and offer other views. The idea that I want to open myself up to what I don't know, and I don't know if you run into that much with HR, et cetera. I know you work with a lot of different organizations. I'm sure you work with a lot of different leaders, but you're hearing me talk about, are there that many leaders out there that want to know, that want to take a step towards, tell me more, tell me what I don't know?
Tom, this is a very difficult question for me to answer. And I think
I don't care.
I think that the word really is, two thoughts come to mind for me, is courage.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know, I use this three-step model, is what do we know,
mm-hmm.
what don't we know, and what don't we know that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of reflection, a lot of deep thinking to go through that, to put yourself through that process. A lot of people don't want to do that. They want something to happen in a matter of moments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process, and people get impatient with process. That's one thing that comes to mind. But the other thing that comes to mind is what a friend of mine actually coins, the speed of leadership. Hmm. And if we think about this in terms of vision and what needs to be accomplished, if we're not doing the right kind of thinking, then there is no speed. Things will stall. Things will have to wait on somebody to get things moving. And it truly does take a leader to make certain things happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if we're not being decisive, if we're not doing the right kind of taking into consideration the right things, not making tough decisions, not moving things along, we will not realize where it is that we're wanting to actually be.
Okay, so when you talk about the right thinking, you're talking about the ability to make a decision, to make a decision that supports the vision. And I'm just gleaning from what you're saying here, the ability to understand the impact of these decisions throughout the organization, throughout the community, to consider the impact of a decision. But before you make that decision, there is some collaboration that needs to take place, typically. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of organizations, it's not necessarily a democracy. A person has to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. I think that this is one of the travesties that we run into in the business community, is that we often ask the question of the people who are actually responsible for doing the actual work.
Okay.
And they all have ideas. It's kind of like we talked about Rochelle.
Okay.
If we didn't listen to Rochelle and some of the ideas that she had, we would not have had this sustainable community.
Very good. I have to cut you off right here, okay. Unfortunately. Our time is running short. It is amazing how fast this time goes. I can see you coming back and us talking about this some more. Mary, thanks so much for sitting in as a guest host. Again, it's amazing how fast our time goes today. So cooperation, teamwork, themes that we've talked about here before, we just really brought them to the fore. So thank you for your efforts in making this a very entertaining and informative show. Again, thanks to Jim and Sean for taking time out of their day, and best of luck to the folks in Maplewood. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Tom.